This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd discusses a number of insect pests that are currently active in the home landscape, including bagworms, rose sawfly, elm leaf beetle, and elm flea weevil. Raymond, maybe first off, just starting with bagworms, what's the status right now?
Well, bagworms should be out, although we've had some cooler temperatures. And when you start seeing those 1/8 to a quarter inch bags on the plants, it's time to apply an insecticide. We generally recommend either Dipel, which is also called Bacillus thuringiensis curistaki, BTK, or spinosad. Those are stomach poisons, and they're extremely effective on the young bagworms. Once the bagworms get larger, over half an inch, then you have to use a different type of insecticide, pyrethroids, but they're also harmful to pollinators and beneficial insects. So go out there. If you see them spray, get good coverage. You may have to make another application, but this is we call the weak link in the chain. The most susceptible life stage of the bagworm is when they're 1/8 to a quarter inch in size.
So this is when we really want to be on the lookout.
Yes, yes. In fact, several weeks ago, we were getting inquiries about bagworms. But if you have a history of bagworms feeding on your thews or plants, go check your plants. And if they're there, make an application of one of those two insecticides.
When would the second application occur then?
Well, we generally about this time of year recommend one application per week for about up to 3 to 4 weeks. In my own yard, I make like one application of spinosad, and I have not had to make another application. Now, the reason you do have to make a second application or third is because they balloon in from other areas. I've talked about ballooning where they, after the larvae have emerged from the eggs and they crawl up to the top, they get caught in wind currents and they form a sort of a web that allows them to move from one plant to the next. And that's what we call ballooning. So if you spray your arborvita and you get some caterpillars ballooning in, if they land on your plant, then you have to deal with those with the next application.
Another thing you mentioned to me were rose sawflies. Those are starting to emerge?
Well, they're feeding already on rose plants. They cause skeletonization. They're also called rose slugs. They're not slugs. But what's important to note is they're not caterpillars. So that means the material, like I mentioned for bagworms, Dipel or BTK, will not work on sawfly. They feed on roses. There are three different species. They cause skeletonization. They feed on the leaf underside, and it can ruin the aesthetic value of the roses. So you can spray a common contact insecticide. You can hand pick them off. You can use a high-pressure water spray to dislodge them. They normally won't come back, and that'll reduce the damage on the rose leaves, yeah. They don't normally feed on the rose flowers, but they can do some substantial damage to rose leaves.
And we'll see some issues with elm trees as well?
Well, elm leaf beetle this year, especially in the Wichita area, is not quite apocalyptic, but it's pretty heavy. And of course, you know, the adults and the larvae both feed. We have an extension publication on elm leaf beetle if you'd like to download it. But when the larva or adults are feeding, you have to spray with a contact insecticide to, number one, kill them, and that will stop the feeding. And hopefully you've done it in time where the damage they cause is not going to ruin the aesthetic value of the plant. Some of these elm trees are very tall, and it's difficult for someone to get way up there where they're feeding, so you may have to hire an arborist to actually do the application.
And what else are we seeing? Anything else?
Well, we're getting to the point, the elm flea weevil might be out. The elm flea weevil attacks elms, Zelkova, Chinese elm in particular, others, but it's a weevil, and it's a very interesting insect because it's a leaf miner in the larval stage, creates a leaf mine, and then it pupates and it becomes a weevil, and the weevil causes the distinct shot hole appearance on the plant. So when you start noticing that, it's probably time to call somebody in to say maybe do some spray applications. They're really not going to kill a large tree, but they can ruin the aesthetic value of it. A lot of these insects and others, their damage is mostly aesthetic, especially on larger plants. So sometimes, you know, you could ask yourself, do I really want to spray at this point, or is it actually too late? But a lot of these insects and even mites that are feeding are primarily causing aesthetic damage. Now, on smaller plants, they can set the plants back somewhat for regrowth, and that may stress them out somehow.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd. For more information, contact your local Extension office. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.